Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is Afterward Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English, drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, that three-day Dragon Boat Festival weekend you have been waiting for all month.
Let's get into it. Okay, so it is Friday evening, the night before a public holiday. I am at my desk, packing my bag into my backpack, and you, Leo, are pretending to finish a spreadsheet. Just pretending.
The holiday energy is real.
The holiday energy is real. And the funny thing is, I have not even left the building yet, and I am already planning what to do at home. 3 whole days. I have a list in my head.
A list. Always a list.
A list. Sleep until noon on Saturday. Finish the show I started 2 months ago. Read a book that is not work-related. And number 4, use that gym membership I have been paying for since January.
The gym again. We talked about this yesterday.
And I am being optimistic. I am being very optimistic. Cook one nice meal. Do nothing for 6 hours. Catch up with 2 friends.
That is a solid list.
That is a solid list. And as I am checking each item off, my mom sends a text. Have you eaten? What time are you coming? I made your favorite, Mom Energy.
Mom Energy. Undefeated.
Mom Energy. Undefeated. And here is the thing, Leo. The list in my head, the one I just made, not one. I already know.
You already know.
I already know. Because the second I get on that train, the list evaporates. My mom has her own list. My dad has his list. My grandma has a list. And honestly, their list wins every single time.
Whose list never wins?
Mine. Always mine.
Okay. Tell me, what is on your parents' list?
Okay. My mom's list is mostly food. Day one, she is making sticky rice dumplings. They are little leaf-wrapped rice packages. You eat them with soy sauce. Very traditional for this holiday. My mom makes the best ones in the family. She has been making them for 30 years.
30 years of dumpling practice.
30 years of dumpling practice. And she makes them every single year, even though it is just the three of us now. Every year, day two, she wants to visit my aunt. Day two afternoon, my dad wants to go for a drive, which really means go to the same tea house we have been going to since I was 7.
The same tea house.
The same tea house. Same table by the window, same pot of jasmine tea, same 4 dishes. It is honestly perfect. Day three, my grandma is coming over, and she has one rule. Everyone has to eat 2 dumplings minimum.
2 dumplings minimum.
2 dumplings minimum. And my grandma watches. She does not say anything. She just watches.
And it's pressure.
That is pressure. And on top of all that, there is the messaging, the group chat with my aunts, the phone calls from my cousins, the relatives I have not seen in 3 years who suddenly want to catch up. And every catch-up starts with the same 3 questions. How old are you now? Are you seeing anyone? When are you getting promoted? 3 questions in that order.
The trilogy.
The trilogy. Every time. Every single holiday. And I always smile and give the same answer. I am fine. Work is busy. I am taking it one day at a time. Which is a polite way of saying, please stop asking.
That is the polite answer.
That is the polite answer. So, yeah. My 3-day holiday plan, the one I made at my desk, gone by Saturday morning, replaced by dumplings, aunt visits, and the trilogy.
Mia, let me ask you something. How long is the train ride?
Normally, 90 minutes.
Normally.
On a public holiday, 2.5 hours, sometimes 3. Last year, I stood the whole way. I was holding my bag in one hand and a sticky rice dumpling my mom had wrapped for the train in the other.
A dumpling for the train.
A dumpling for the train. I ate the dumpling before I even left the city. The dumpling was warm. The train was full. I was standing between 2 strangers. I was honestly happy.
Happy with a dumpling.
Happy with a dumpling. That is the whole holiday in one moment. Standing room only, holiday traffic, 2 strangers, and a warm sticky rice dumpling.
That is kind of perfect. Okay, so I have to confess something too. I am not going home this holiday.
You are staying in the city.
I am staying in the city. And I thought this would be amazing. 3 days of quiet, no family pressure, no aunt visits, no trilogy, just me, my apartment, and my couch. I was so excited about it.
So what happened?
So Thursday night, I told all my friends, I am staying in town. Let us hang out Friday morning, one by one. Hey, sorry, I am out of town. Hey, sorry, I am at my parents' place. Hey, sorry, I am at my partner's family thing. Every single one.
Every single one.
Every single one. By Friday afternoon, I had texted 7 people and 0 people were around. The city was a ghost town. Every coffee shop I like was closed. Every restaurant I like was closed. The one sushi place that is always open, closed for the holiday. The shopping mall had a giant sign on the door, closed for the holiday. The bookstore down the street, same sign. The bakery on the corner, same sign. I counted 11 closed signs in one block. 11. And the streets were so quiet, I could hear my own shoes on the pavement. That is how empty it was.
11 closed signs and quiet street.
11 closed signs and quiet streets. I walked 6 blocks before I found a place that was open. And it was a small noodle shop run by an older couple. They were the only open thing on the street. The tables were almost empty. The owner was sitting at the counter watching a small TV, and she waved me in like I was expected, like I was family. It was honestly the warmest room in the whole city. And the noodles were good, like really good. She made them fresh, right there, while we talked about the holiday. I sat there for almost an hour. I was the only customer the whole time. She did not seem to mind at all. Honestly, that one bowl of noodles might be my favorite memory of the whole holiday.
The only open thing on the street.
The only open thing on the street. And you know what? It was the best meal I had all week, maybe all month. The owner gave me an extra egg because, quote, you look like you need it. I have never been more seen in my life.
You have never been more seen.
I have never been more seen. And here is the thing. I was walking home and I passed my gym, the one we talked about yesterday.
The Phantom Membership.
The Phantom Membership. The parking lot was packed, like fully packed. I have never seen it that busy. I thought, is there a flash sale? Is there a new machine?
What was going on?
Holiday crowd. People who felt guilty about eating too many dumplings. People who had not been to the gym since January. People who suddenly remembered they had a membership they forgot about. The whole parking lot was full of them.
Full of January, Mia, and January, Leo.
Full of January, Mia, and January, Leo. We are everywhere. We are at every gym parking lot in the country.
We are at every gym parking lot in the country.
And then I walked a little further and I passed the dumpling shop, the real dumpling shop, not a fancy one, just a small family place. And there was a line out the door, like 15 people on a public holiday afternoon. Just waiting for dumplings?
15 people.
15 people. And I thought, that is the real holiday. Not the gym, not the spreadsheet, the line at the dumpling shop. People just standing there in the sun, waiting for something warm.
Waiting for something warm.
Waiting for something warm, which is honestly also what this whole podcast is about. 20 minutes of English. Something warm.
Oh, that was smooth.
I have my moments.
You have my moments. Okay. So the lesson from the first half, the list I made at my desk, gone. The plan Leo made to relax, also gone. Both of us on the same holiday, having completely different days, but somehow landing in the same place, eating something warm, talking to someone, maybe even enjoying it a little. Okay, so before we spiral any further into holiday nostalgia, let us do our little vocab thing. Today's theme is holidays, specifically the kind of small 3-day holiday that you do not quite know how to spend.
Sneaky English, again.
Sneaky English. All right. 9 words today, all of them belong to the same weekend. So if you have a notebook, grab it.
Or just listen twice. That works too.
That works too. First word, a public holiday, a day off that the government gives everyone. In many countries, a public holiday means schools are closed, banks are closed, and most offices are closed. Some people still have to work. Hospital staff. Delivery drivers. The people who keep the dumpling shops open.
The unsung holiday heroes.
The unsung holiday heroes. The older couple at the noodle shop. The family that runs the small dumpling place. The taxi driver who took me home. We do not talk about them enough.
Second word, a long weekend. When a public holiday falls on a Friday or a Monday, you get 3 days in a row. That is a long weekend. Some people plan big trips. Most people just plan to nap.
Third word, to head home, means to travel back to your parents' house or your hometown. I am heading home for the weekend. The phrase is simple. The phrase is the same whether the train is 2 hours or 14 hours.
A family reunion, when your whole family gets together in one place. Big table, too much food, kids running around. Someone is taking photos. Someone is telling the same story they told last year. It is loud, it is warm, and by the end of it, you need a day off to recover from the day off.
A sticky rice dumpling. This is a traditional food for this holiday. It is glutinous rice, with a filling wrapped in bamboo leaves and boiled for hours. Different fillings in different regions. Some are sweet, some are savory. My mom's are savory, with a piece of egg yolk in the middle. I am not taking questions on this. They are the best.
No questions. They are the best.
They are the best. Fifth word, holiday traffic. The special kind of traffic jam that only happens on holidays. Every train is full. Every highway is full. Every gas station has a line. It does not matter where you are going. The traffic is everywhere, and it is always worse than you think. Sixth word, to catch up. When you have not seen someone for a while, and you meet them again to talk about what has been happening, I want to catch up with you. It can be over coffee. It can be over dumplings. It can be a 5-minute phone call. The length does not matter.
Seventh word, to recharge, to rest so you have more energy for the week after. I need the weekend to recharge. It sounds a little bit like a phone battery, which is exactly the point. You plug yourself in for 3 days. You come out a little fuller than you went in.
And finally, a day off. A single day where you do not have to go to work. The most common use is just to say, I took a day off, or I have a day off tomorrow. It is one of the best two-word phrases in the English language.
One of the best two-word phrases.
One of the best two-word phrases. Quick recap, because they all connect. You take a day off. It becomes part of a long weekend. You head home for a family reunion. There is holiday traffic on the way. You arrive. There are sticky rice dumplings. You catch up with relatives you forgot you had. You go back to the city. You try to recharge. The weekend is gone.
That is one paragraph. 9 words. Excellent.
Excellent. Quick example. Leo, 1 sentence using 3 of these.
I took a day off, caught up with my grandma over sticky rice dumplings, and now I am trying to recharge before tomorrow.
That is the sentence of the weekend, honestly.
That is my entire holiday in 1 sentence.
That sentence is also this entire podcast in 1 sentence. Okay, real talk. What do we actually do about the 3-day holiday? Because we do not want to leave people feeling guilty for not enjoying their time off.
No, we want to leave people with a plan, a small one.
A small one. Tip number 1, lower the bar. A 3-day holiday is not the time to reorganize your apartment, learn a new skill, and reconnect with 6 friends. Treat it like a long weekend. 2 good meals and 1 good nap is a win.
2 good meals and 1 good nap.
Tip number 2. Make a list of 3 things. Not 7. Not 12. 3. Pick 1 to do at home, 1 outside, and 1 with another human being. That is it. If you do all 3, the weekend was a success.
Tip number 3. Let the family list win. If you are heading home, you already know the script. Aunt visit at 2, tea house at 4, dumpling dinner at 7. Stop fighting the script. The script is the point. You are not there to be efficient. You are there to be fed.
Fed, literally and emotionally.
Literally and emotionally. Tip number 4. If you are staying in the city, plan one small adventure, not a trip, just one new place, a new cafe, a new park, a new noodle shop. The city feels empty on a holiday because most people left. Empty city plus one new place is a good combination.
Tip number 5. Eat one thing that is traditional for the holiday, even if you are not going home, even if you are at your desk, even if you are alone. One traditional food, one small ritual. It tells your brain, this is a different day. This is a special day.
Tip number 6. Do not open your work email. I know this one is hard, especially if your boss is the kind of boss who just checks in on holidays, but the email will still be there on Monday. You will read it better when you have rested.
The email will be better on Monday.
The email will be better on Monday. Tip number 7. Call one person you have not called in a while. Not a text, a call. Your mom, your old college friend, your favorite cousin. 20 minutes, that is all. 20 minutes of phone time is the cheapest, warmest thing you can do on a holiday.
Tip number 8. Take the slowest train you can find. If you have a choice between the fast train and the slow train, take the slow train. It costs less. It is half empty. It is the only train where you can look out the window and see the country.
Tip number 9. Save something for the last day. Do not use up every nice meal, every good movie, every long nap by Sunday morning. The last afternoon of a long weekend is when the holiday blues hit. Have one small thing left. One walk. One dessert. One cup of tea. It carries you through Sunday night.
Tip number 10. Be kind to your Tuesday self. The version of you that has to go back to work on Tuesday is not the version that just ate 3 dumplings and took a nap. That version needs you to do something small on Sunday night. Pack your bag, lay out your clothes, give her a head start.
Tip number 11, and this is the most important one. Remember that the holiday is the holiday. It is not the lead up to the holiday. It is not the recovery after the holiday. It is the 3 days in the middle. Whatever you do in those 3 days, that is the thing. Not the spreadsheets in your head. The 3 days.
I like that one.
That is the thing.
That is the thing. And honestly, Leo, same thing we said about the gym yesterday. Same thing we said about the subscriptions the day before. We are just people with jobs, lives, and a list of holidays we did not quite know how to spend.
Same us, different holidays.
Same us, different holidays. That is a podcast.
That is a podcast.
And if there is one thing I want to leave you with today, it is this. Do not aim for the perfect holiday. Do not aim for some Instagram version with a clean kitchen and a beautiful table and a 4-course meal. Just eat something warm, talk to one person you like, take one nap. That is the whole assignment.
That is the whole assignment.
That is the whole assignment. And whatever you do, do not spend Sunday night building a spreadsheet for the next holiday. That is the spreadsheet of denial.
The spreadsheet of denial.
The spreadsheet of denial. We do not need a spreadsheet. We need a dumpling. We need a dumpling and a phone call.
A dumpling and a phone call.
A dumpling and a phone call. Same thing we will probably say tomorrow about something else.
Same us. Different holidays.
All right. That is our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.